Hello there and welcome to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevear. Thanks for listening to the program this week. This week we're going to have something a little bit different. It's all going to be completely new to me as it will be to you. I just recently returned from a visit to the Vancouver Vinyl Fair held this Saturday, and I picked up a bunch of records. Most of these were about a dollar or around a dollar, maybe $3 was the most I paid for any of these. And I just picked the ones up that looked the most interesting. And I'm going to play them for you on the show this week. I haven't even heard these yet, so we will find out what they're like. The first record is a 45. It's been released on the Mustard label. It's got the little CanCon logo on the label, so I know this is a Canadian record. That the singer and the songwriter is Gary Damon, and this was released in 1974. So this looks like the A-side, Gary Damon and If I Was a Poet.
I've sat here the best part of today, trying to say in rhyme what's in my heart. I write the words down on the paper, and then the words just seem to fall apart. I pick a tune out on a piano, but the melody just isn't right. I can't express what I'm feeling for you, I guess I'll try again tomorrow night. I guess I'll try again tomorrow night. Oh, if I was just a poet, just a, I'd write the words down so you'd know it. The words would flow like the tides and from the sea, and then I could describe just how much you mean to me. So I'll sit here for another hour and think of all the nice things that you've come to be. I'll stare off in space and visualize your face and dream about the love that's come to me. And dream about the love that's come to me. Oh, if I was just a poet, I'd write the words down so you'd know it. The words would flow like the tides and from the sea, and then I could describe just how much you mean to me. I've sat here the best part of today, trying to say in rhyme what's in my heart. I write the words down on the paper, and then the words just seem to fall apart. I guess I can never say what's in my heart. Thank you.
That was a nice surprise. That comes from this album put out by Los Indios Tabajaras. They are two guitarists. And the back cover of this album, I picked it up mostly because of the track listing. There's a Beatle cover and there's Georgia on My Mind. There's a few originals by the sounds, but it looks at this. I haven't looked up any of the information on this album. I'm just going cold of what's on the jackets. And the back cover has a nice little paragraph. You are embarking upon a breathtaking journey. Your transportation is neither boat nor plane, neither car nor train. It is the brilliant artistry of Los Indios Tabajaras. From the sensuous rhythms of Georgia on My Mind to the more optimistic, I can't pronounce that, you are traveling the ultimate musical trip. And the track we heard there was the theme from the television program Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. And according to the label there, it's written by Barry White. Could be the Barry White. I'll have to look that up afterwards. And we started off the program with a record from Gary Damon on his on the Mustard record label. Nice little kind of a Gordon Lightfoot-y type song there. If I Was a Poet. And it's credited to Gary McDonald, which I guess is Gary Damon's real name. You're listening to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevere. Just come back from a record fair in Vancouver, and we're going through the piles of records I picked up for just a couple of bucks a piece. Next up, I found this album on cassette at the Salvation Army store recently, and now I have a vinyl copy. It's by Claire Lawrence, the very famous producer, songwriter, member of the Collectors, which turned into Chilliwack, worked on CBC projects for many, many years, was a CBC producer, worked on the show The Great Canadian Gold Rush. This is an album from 1980, instrumental, kind of fusion-y jazz. Not what I was expecting when I first heard the cassette of this, so I know this is good. At least I've heard this one, so I know it's good. It's just called The Claire Lawrence Band, and it came out in 1980. And the first song on side one, Knives.
We'll be right back.
1978, the Warner Brothers presents Concert Band Stage Band Spectacular Sample, featuring stage band and concert band renditions of popular tunes of the day. They used to send these out to band directors and schools. I remember seeing these in the 80s. This one, we just heard the Platinum Disco Medley, arranged by Bob Loden, medium difficult level, Medley of La Freak by Chic, and Last Dance by Donna Summer. And you can tell Superman was big at the time, because there's about two or three different versions of the Superman suite available for concert band on here. That Platinum Disco sheet music would have cost you $29.50 back in 1978. And before that, we started with something that could very possibly been used as a television theme program by the Claire Lawrence Band, featuring Claire Lawrence on alto and tenor saxophones, a song called Knives from their self-titled album from 1980. And since we were doing disco just a few minutes ago, why not continue with that? Because I found two or three disco records yesterday at the vinyl fair that piqued my interest. And most of the time you see the kind of disco records that are pretty common. But this one, okay, this one's on the Baby record label from 1977. The band is called DD Sound Disco Delivery. It's actually on a major label, RCA Records, as I pull the record out here. And it says on the front, it includes Disco Hawaii, and we like it. The album's called Give Me Some More. 1, 2, 3, 4, Give Me Some More. I stand corrected. It looks like all the songs here are about 5 or 6 minutes long. Okay, there's one that's 4:28. We'll play that one. It's a song called Sweet Freedom by the DD Sound Disco Delivery Band.
Understand. Now we know where I've
Well, that wasn't quite what I was expecting when I put on a record there called Disco for Kids, a contemporary instrumental album for the whole family by Rob and Ralph. This is actually a Canadian production, came out in 1979 on Barandal Records, and it comes with a booklet inside, How to Move and Dance to the Record Disco for Kids, prepared by Pearl Castle, M.E.D., and Irene Patch, teacher of creative movement, author for children's action songs. And it says in the beginning here, Dear kids, we hope you enjoy this record called Disco for Kids. Some of the tunes are slow and might make you feel dreamy. Others are so fast and exciting, you'll find your toes tapping and you'll just want to get up and dance. Now, that tune there was entitled Little People, and the booklet instructs them to, you can do Chinese doll, quote-unquote, movements. Sit in a circle, legs crossed, hands on knees, drop head forward, drop head backwards. Music box ballerina movements, since it's reminiscent of Music Box Dancer by another famous Canadian composer, or group movements, and it draws all the group movements here, which I won't go into detail. But anyway, that little curiosity from Rob and Ralph, Disco for Kids record. And before that, the DD Sound Disco Delivery Band, and from their album 1234, Give Me Some More, we heard the song Sweet Freedom. You're listening to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevear, and this week we are going through these records that I picked up at the most recent vinyl fair in Vancouver on Main Street, and only spent a couple bucks on these things, and I have no idea what some of these are going to sound like, so we're trying them out now. Next up is a record by a man named Al Foreman, I believe produced in Vancouver. Yes, Munchkin Records. Used to be resided on 2466 West Broadway in Vancouver in 1986. He put out this record called Deep in the Heart of Vancouver. And it's a four-song EP, so we'll just go with the title cut since he named the album after that. Here is Al Foreman and Deep in the Heart of Vancouver.
And this town is full of pretty, pretty women. It's a seaport town with a backdrop of inspiration. I ain't too sentimental, but I'm in love with my hometown. Standing ovation. Deep
Once again, I did not expect that music to come out of this record, simply because I bought this one for the cover. It's a 45. It's by the band The Down South Band from 1981. It's autographed by all the members of the band, Scooter Jackson, Jim Cowan, and Bill Victor. A song called 9,999,999 Tears, and written by somebody named Razy Bailey, who's not in the band. It's a Canadian production, but the album cover features a group shot of the band, and the guy in the middle, I suppose he's the lead singer, dressed up like Derek Smalls from a Spinal Tap. And I was expecting more of a heavy metal-ish kind of sound, not something so 50s Roy Orbison, Ricky Nelson type. But anyway, that's the Down South Band in the song 9,999,999 Tears. And before that, we heard Al Foreman from his 12-inch EP, four song, Deep in the Heart of Vancouver. And I'm glad I have another song to add to my tourism collection. Obviously, he wrote that during Expo 86. And nice to know that Al only likes male weathercasters. This is Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Roseberry. We'll move on next to a bit of a soft side of these records. At least that's what I imagine they're going to be. One of these I know, but this one I don't, although I know the artist. Kenny Rankin. I picked this up. It's on the Little David record label. I only have a couple of Kenny Rankin's albums. They're a little difficult to find now, since a lot of them are out of print. Kenny, of course, died a few years ago. And this is on the Little David record label, as I mentioned, which was also the same one that released George Carlin records. And apparently George Carlin and Kenny Rankin were very good friends. I did not know any other you know, records came out on that label other than George Carlin ones. Anyway, the album is from 1975. It's called Inside, and it does a number of covers here and a couple of originals. We're going to play the first song on the side one, which turns out to be a Stevie Wonder cover. Here's Kenny Rankin and Creepin'.
Why must it be you always creep in my dream, in my dream? On the beach we are sitting, we are hugging, squeezing, and ooh, we are kissing. Why must it seem you always creep? Oh, you're in my dream. Oh, creeping in my dream. When I'm asleep at night, baby, I feel those moments of ecstasy. I creep into your dream, or could it be I sleep alone in my fantasy?
Love is so wonderful.
Whoa, love is amazing.
Yes, you will be staying. So let it be.
Thank you.
That's the now sound of Tony Mottola on guitar, plus a background group called, as listed on the album cover, The Groovies. But we all know them to be The Free Design, and a cover of Chris Dedrick's song, I Found Love. The reason that came about was because this is Tony Mottola's album called Warm, Wild, and Wonderful from 1968, released on the Project 3 label, which is produced and conceived by Enoch Light, who is the same guy who produced the Free Design albums. They did these tracks. There were a couple of tracks that the Free Design do background vocals on this album, and they were released as bonus tracks on one of the Free Design's reissues a couple of years ago. But it's nice that I found the actual album that those cuts come from. Warm, Wild, and Wonderful. Before that, Kenny Rankin and Creeping, originally written by Stevie Wonder. That comes from Kenny's album Inside, released in 1975. Now for something completely different here on Radio Outlet. We move even further back from 1968 and the kind of easy listening sounds to, I think, the 20s, 30s. It doesn't have any actual information on this record. It's called Rare Records Revisited, put out by Era Records, produced by a guy named Herb Newman. And it's just a collection of old recordings by the looks of this album. It's a bit in rough shape, but I'm sure it'll still play. Various artists on this, Rudy Valley's on this, Ted Lewis, Sir Lancelot, Slim Galliard, Mike Riley, and the song we're going to hear, it's only because of the title, I have no idea what it's going to sound like, by Pinky Tomlin, and a song called The Love Bug Will Bite You If You Don't Watch Out.
Listen, all you people, you'd better beware. Love's an epidemic, and boy, it's in the air. It's a thing that gets you, even though you're very smart. So take some good advice, go out and vaccinate your heart. Cause the love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go da 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 dee dee da doo dee doo doo doo. That's what love is all about. Ooh, the love bug's gonna bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. You'll go da 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 dee dee do. That's what love is all about. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go crazy. You just la da 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 all day. And if someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer ba da 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 ba da 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 dee dee. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. Ba 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 do ba ba do da da. That's what love is all about. Da 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 do 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 do. Ba da 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 do da da da. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you go crazy. You just la da 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 all day. And if someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer ba da 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 ba da 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 dee dee. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. And if he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. Ba ba da 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 dee doo. That's what love is all about, baby. That's what love is all about.
This record is intended to help you check your playing equipment without the use of measuring instruments. And remembering that the ultimate aim is to produce sound which is completely acceptable to the listener. To assess any kind of audio reproducing equipment, one has to judge its ability to produce sounds as close to the original as possible. This means that the frequency response must be as extended as that heard by a person with perfect hearing. The equipment used to make your records has this extended frequency response. And only by using comparable equipment to play them back can you hear with true fidelity. And this record will help you ensure that your equipment does just that.
I look outside my window. The sun is shining bright. You look outside your window. and it's snowing. Though there are many miles between us, I'll be holding you tonight. In my dreams and through a love that's growing, growing for my sweet Canadian girl. I feel like a fool every time you smile or look my way. I don't know what it is you got. You took me by surprise, my sweet,
my sweet,
sweet Canadian girl. Now my life is filled with memories of times I spent with you. They're all that I've got left to keep me going. I close my eyes and see you smile the way you used to do. I hear your laughter on the breeze that's blowing, and I miss my sweet Canadian girl. I feel like a fool every time you smile or look my way. I don't know what it is you got. You took me by surprise, my sweet,
my sweet,
sweet Canadian girl. Sweet Canadian girl,
my sweet,
sweet Canadian girl.
That's a charming little record from Al Nobrega, Canadian Girl, but it's a 45, no year on this, so I don't know when it came out, Flair Records. And it's autographed by Al. He autographed it to Debbie. Aloha from Al Nobrega, and a song called Canadian Girl. And before that, in the middle, a little thing from the How to Give Yourself a Stereo Checkup record put up by London Records from 1967, spoken to you by Jack DeManio. I always love to buy these things because they have neat things that you can sample from them, such as that. And before that, something that was not the original recording, as we instantly discovered putting on the record, Pinky Tomlin doing a re-recording of the song The Love Bug Will Bite You on the Era Records label from the album Rare Records Revisited. And a tune there, The Love Bug Will Bite You If You Don't Watch Out, by Pinky Tomlin, and written by Pinky Tomlin. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap up this edition of Radio Outlet for this week. If you have any questions or comments, you can write to me via the email address radiooutletshow@gmail.com. I'm Lee Rosefair, and thanks for listening. We will go up with one last record that I picked up at the Vinyl Fair this weekend. It's on the Randwood label. It's by Charles Randolph Green Sound. Green spelled G-R-E-A-N. And it's Quentin's theme from 1969 from the Dan Curtis TV series Dark Shadows, written by Robert Cobert. So thanks for listening. We'll go out with Quentin's theme. We'll see you next week.